Welcome to Word in Season with Prophet Daniel Ejaku Afari, providing strength and solutions for today and hope for tomorrow through the Word and power of God. Prophet Daniel Ejaku Afari is the General Overseer of Faith Word Charismatic Ministries Worldwide. He is an apostle, a prophet, and teacher of the Word. He has a powerful traveling ministry accompanied by many miracles, signs, wonders, and revivals. Get ready for an empowerment that will enable you to walk in dominion and have a triumphant life. Now, the Prophet Daniel Ejaku Afari.
I want to speak 20 minutes on what I call, "Will God Find Faith in You?" It's a question sermon. Will God find faith in you? Will God find faith in you? And we want to look at a scripture quickly from the gospel according to St. Luke chapter number 18, verse 1 going. And he spake a parable unto them to this end. A parable. Somebody say a parable. That men ought to always pray and not faint. Men ought to always pray and not faint. It Yesu eka mebusema efa mpaibon. And mpaibon asemna okan nyesa se onipa bom pa ye da wa bra omre. Wanka se abofo eti mpaibon ya abofo adwuma. Kaje se mpaibon ya abofo adwuma. That the first statement I want to make about prayer. Se wo ye onipa da sani a wo te awia we ya se e friend se wi ase a. Wajuma baako pa edin kan a onyame e de ahye wo nsa na ode ama wo se esese wo bom pa ye da e san se ye mogya ne hona mo nti no onyame ni misese nipadua ne ye adwuma after e wa am ebre what must ye pa. So the number one reason why a lot of people don't pray is that number one, they are tired of praying, because ye mogya ne hona, and once you get tired of praying, you give up in praying. Oh please, are you here? This one, it is not the devil, but it is your personal weakness or your carnal weakness. Hunam na bre. Nyame aboye se ye mogya ne hunam. Amen. Me ne mogya na me preaching nyina me kurekura me yam sa, because ntiatiamu empire boy a whole lot of things. My stomach now, as I'm growing and aging, my stomach is finding it difficult to adapt to my fasting life, because the body chemistry is changing. And so at this stage, you know, so one here now your pastor, and I say one pair of footwo any adom kakra. The devil will retire you from fasting and prayer before your time. Please, is somebody getting me here? Because your body is becoming tired. And you say, "If you understand, say, brem paiba, don't curse the devil, don't curse God, don't say God cannot work it out, but begin to know, say, when you need to suppress it, you need to consciously fight it." So, as a man ought to pray always and not faint. So, prayer is the responsibility of men. Amen. Another word for prayer is what? Labor. Another word for prayer is to travail. Please, are you here? Now, so Jesus is talking about prayer, but he connects prayer to faith. And then he begins to say that, say only papa ni fi asase so ko, that is at the time na no ho na okwa agya ne ho na se osan ba biem a obeba beto da sani bi wa asase so ha gidie da so na koma mu ana adentia, because ade bia na ye de mpaibo epe no ye de gidie na epe. Prayer is faith, faith is prayer, and therefore Jesus is saying that because ade na da wa koma so na opɛ no, it will not come automatically into no. The trying of your faith, number two, works with patience. So obia oye owan to boasie no onyan to boasie no wo mpaibom esan sa wo start sa wo bom paia nyame ebe chenchen wo mpaibom ne nyan se, until your faith graduates to a level where you deserve the thing you are praying God for. And so between the time of asking to the time of receiving, your faith is sustained with patience. It's because a lot of people who pray, you know, ye ni boasito aye ni betan onyame anu ko si se ade na ye bi se rather than ye sabe kan ti no, between the time of starting the prayer to the time of receiving the solution or the request to the prayer, a lot of us backslide in prayer and we give up. Amen. And so he spoke a parable and tried to explain why many people are not able to pray and they give up in prayer. And said unto them, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Men always. So listen. Seminar must be always. I didn't hear you say prayer must be always. And so you mean that Pastor Cornelius phone away now. What could be said ready first day? God pretends as if that Adiana will be saying no. Why you know Papa we a mistake? And then God crosses his legs in heaven and be watching you from above. And then you pray the first prayer and said that well. So after the third day of the request, now you backslide from prayer and you go and sleep. Hallelujah. Now, the moment the devil puts you to that realm where you think, say, and then this fatigue of prayer sets in, God also give up on you because he know that you don't even have the confidence in him that he can deliver on what you are praying for. And so the reason why prayer is equal to faith is this: once I keep on praying and praying on the same things and not giving up on it, I am telling God that although the thing have delayed, it is not a denial, and that at the end the request and the desire of my heart will surely be granted. Anything that have delayed in your life, I prophesy as a servant of the Lord that in the breakthrough hours of prayer, may the Lord answer your need. So men ought to pray always and not faint. Number three, it also tells you that men can faint in prayer. Is somebody here? Have you fainted in prayer before? One day in Osu, when I married and I came to Accra and the devil was contending with me over so many things, I stood up from 9 p.m. and I prayed till the following morning, 7:30. My wife has slept the whole night and he heard me pray. I said, and then unto me now. Prayer sets a certain atmosphere. That's why people who pray a lot is, naturally, if you're a prayerful person, certain people and certain things finds it very difficult to survive around you. Have you gotten that experience before? A lot of people say, "Omoba me nchanya me too hot." The way I talk, the way I do my thing, as if say me can't say biana, me boss me na posna poso inti ni say nipa no. Ohun say adi na me can odi hufa. I'm finding me very easy to relate to, and I realize that the same attitude no. As I kept on pondering over this, the Lord told me that it is not the way you talk, but it is the atmosphere of prayer you set around you. So naturally, if you are prayerful, the aroma and the atmosphere you create around you pervades everywhere you go, that if evil or wicked men that are controlled by the devil see you, automatically they begin to find you very uncomfortable. Some of you in this breakthrough hour of prayer, you will become very hot for the devil to handle. You will be like a hot food. Half flour will not settle you now. So you can pray and faint. Now, that morning, I got up. When I stood up in prayer, I fell and my head hit the wall and I sat into the sofa. A phenomenon used to bring me. When I recovered from that prayer unconsciousness, I heard the voice of the Lord audibly. And the Lord said, the way you have prayed and sweated, you will never sweat to break through from today. It was the beginning of my ministry and everything. I pray for somebody here who seems to be fainting and giving up in prayer. I say, and then you may free akwa. Onyamingwa prayer virus wa ebe contaminate with spirit. Men not to pray always and not faint. Saying there was a city, a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded a man. So Jesus is now giving a parable to explain the connection between prayer and faith. The man feared neither God nor man, and there was a widow in that same city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. She came to him. Obani ho so empire bomu no sa kasa bebue no Jesus Christ e de judge ni age no manyame agya no. So the judge here is a typology of God. You know, in the Bible, when you read passages, there are typological studies. And you may be one man say, and fanto one ye di jina achre onipa ni nyaminte ma yonkofa. So judge, you know, in this case, standing for God the Father. Amen. Ah, ye nyina ye kwa ni wo koko su chire ni debia nyame agya no. O say, and then when you pray to the Father, say, our Father who are in heaven. So we all pray to the Father, just like this woman came to the judge to pray him to avenge her of her adversary. Please, are you following? Then let's watch something here. Verse 4. And he will not for a while. He will not for a while. So sometimes we come to God asking for something, and God will not adhere to the request for a while. I love how the Bible put it. It didn't say forever. Please, is somebody around? Pretended to say the walk on. Oh yeah, but the good news is that it is for a while. It means never at all. It means don't ask again, don't try it, because maintain. For a while means for a season. As for that season, it here when you mean the Bible says he changes the seasons and the times. For everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun in his time. So for that particular season, you know, God decided that I will not acquire me how far he can push his way through when it comes to applying his faith in prayer. And the judge did the same thing to the woman. So Jesus here is trying to say that, and yes, eba gidi ani mpa bo mu niam a wo ba nya me fie be bo mpa ewrade mami kunu ewrade mami ade ewe me pese me nya visa wo kan na nya me atie. That is not faith, that is magic. That is why some of you who go to pastors who will just stand and look at your faith and say that yesa ma ikosu afide wo hini me and everything are solved. No, you have to question your faith. That can never be a prayer of faith. And yet, I was listening to a very funny audio something on the internet where a certain prophet, I won't mention his name, was sitting in his chair. Now, sorry, baby, I dance here, and then they saying, why be a fasting? I'm sorry, fear, and I just saw they're not so for what I've done when they actually die. So, so for now, no. And I obo kuro bi din chire ne kan store bi edin se onko sa kuro mi sa store no wura mu a awura bi o ye friend susu enso. In fact, I won't even mention the name. I know the name, I won't mention the name. And the guy got up, went to the bishop in the dream, and the bishop said, me and amedi ade na ma o etiko. And the guy Theo got up and went there, and lo and behold, the same name that was given to him in the dream by the bishop was found in the shop. Can the devil prophesy accurately? Those of you here who are sat here, multi-prophecy. I'm asking you a question. You are students of prophecy. Can the devil prophesy accurately? On some in Amabo sake. Because I am moving him, sir. And come, sir, and free Namia, dear Okai and Antom. Sir Antomutia, and your brother Sam, there can access any panaditro. Go to the book of Acts. Was it, and it came to pass when we came to prayer, a certain damsel who was possessed with the spirit of divination, the same followed us and Paul for many days. And the guy, the lady, the Bible said, had brought mad gains to her masters by soothsaying. You know soothsaying? Magic, sorcery, witchcraft by demonic spirit. What Musha would say, say, was it or China? We call a friend said, do what? And they are working as a winning plans be other do or China when you call phone call my program and sample code do what? Papa's not why yes, I did not. I did see when Yanni who one man now who for any masters your mother's are too many man on those who initiated her and all more fun when you see. And the same followed us and Paul. And listen to the word of knowledge, you are the man, Paul. Or say, these are the men of God that preach the gospel of righteousness. He gave accurate word of knowledge about Paul and Silas. And You people are students of prophets. Look, listen to me. Don't be moved by the accuracy of a prophet, because the devil can even prophesy accurately. Please, are you getting it? So then, how do we judge a wrong prophecy? You can judge a prophet through the spirit of discernment. What are you discerning? You are discerning the source of the prophecy and not the accuracy of the prophecy. So this lady was prophesying accurate. Bibia ye dito dito computer mind. And yes, Anna prophet in Ephraim. But Bible says after 3 days, Paul began to feel this unease, discomfort. If you are a spiritual person, as a obi ekura false spirit na opretia, there is a conflict of interest and a battle of uneasiness which takes place in your heart and in your spirit. You begin to resist the prophecy and you are not comfortable with the person. If you are a very, very genuine Christian who prays, you fast, you are in touch with God, when you see somebody who has lost touch with God, you can determine it. And he turned to the lady and said, "You daughter of divination, and you foul spirits, come out of her immediately." And the Bible said, "Amunumuwa." And come say anything, because fina no ordinary same come no or yirai. And then you may be better yako. Because whom feel crono are responsible no obetire life from my receiving partition in the house. There was a very good spirit in the book of 13 Chronicles when the prophet Micaiah prophesied to Ahab and said, "Ekun we men kwa kwa bedim kuku." Bible says, "Now he ne ka said Davi akwa we dem ni so say odi fo mpemasem." Et mon kwa frere adi fo nkae ne mra. Ye di omo bae no. E na nyame say me pesa me confuse Ahab. Na okwa kun we ya en say okwe ni okoku. Why na be kwa kwa confuse no? Why na spirit be pagan in say heaven was say, "God the Father send me, I will go." And I read this answer. Now, who are saying, "Aben," or say, "I will turn myself to be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets." So it means that before the prophet prophesied, they were not false prophets, but they turned to become false prophets because a strange source of spirit possessed their mouth and their tongue and used hitherto true prophets to now prophesy false prophecy. So, what makes a prophet a false prophet is not the accuracy or the inaccuracy of the prophecy he gives, but the source of the spirit controlling the prophecy. And in prayer, no, when you are connecting, listen, he said, and he will not for a while, but after all, he said within himself. So after the while has passed, there shall be an afterward. I see somebody's afterward is today. So after sa nyami baya otina nyami baya and then nyami baya otina nyami baya and then kemuno, your friend of the afterward. Everybody has an afterward. Hey, they will go through biano. There will come a time we became. Catch them, say became. Catch them. Catch them. Catch them. Don't give up. Don't faint in prayer. Catch them. Say your prayer is your weapon. You are never a failure until your faith fails. Shreni in capital letters, go notebook with him. I am never a failure until my faith fails. And ko si ada wa ba mo bebu. I'll be crunching on say me mom pay bill because they say they are my brain. No of a surety that you are never a failure, but you are a champion above at all times. Are you blessed? You are a champion. Yeah, you mean me? You didn't hear my word 3 times, and I'm still confessing. I cannot be poor. You are never a failure until your faith fails. This fight of faith is said that quitters don't win and winners don't quit. Once you quit, you have exchanged your blessings with chaff. And tikura ujidiamu wampai bom. Bruno Sam can hey, we see hey hey. What can hey hey? We see hey 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 hey. Let your battle in faith and in prayer become something you believe. Listen, your miracle is close to you more than your set.
May the Lord multiply your miracle speedily.
There is an afterward. Kim wa beka se na weye chiri no. Entin sohwe bia wona chi. Wuti chi na meka ene pa. Me sin sohwe bia wode en. Ahokire bia wode en. Yare bia wode en. Awuye hia bia wode en. Wodi ene chi abande. Wanda from here, Obin Shoshua Chiaba. 2 hours from here, Obin Shoshua Chiaba. Your miracle is taking over your affliction. Give the Lord a shout of praise, whatever you are.
Now, where you actually know, Judge Dimitri Modin for Monotufa, Onslow, the Panslow, I mean, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. So, if you want, by virtue of this parable, if you want me to redefine prayer, I'll redefine prayer as men troubling God. Men what? Troubling God.
May one ma for first one, Kobe, on penny, who wants him? What can be beer? Yes, daddy. Kobe city or better now, could you say Obekwaba? Kobe, hey, go and sleep. But the Tibekwako to the second one is called Insida or no oil rough. But once I shout, she will surrender and she will go and sleep or whatever command I'm giving, he will obey instruction. Then I have the third one who is also a talkative. Oh no, Utiana, and yeah, you have to graduate to using the cane. Once you take the cane or the bell, whatever command you are giving, she will condescend. But there is a fourth born called Nana Kojo. Third one! Open our team disaster. Daddy, have you finished? Or no, na if you have obekuno. Nana Kojo killed a small snake in my house. Nana Kojo killed a scorpion yesterday in my house. A scorpion, black, very thick one. I'm going to show you the pictures. Very aggressive. He doesn't take no for answer. I want you to become the Nana Kojo type of Christian who will not allow your father to have peace. I see the Lord giving you your desire and your request.
Daddy, you bought this and you didn't give us some.
Kojo, go and sleep.
Hi. Obeti said your coco jam panning one after 5 minutes, he will come back. Obet trouble, what? Baby says, what do you want? This is how the woman was troubling God. The problem is that you give up too quick. You give up too easily. You Christ your son, what fun it is, butter and bread. Oh, your mama, bada da bantino. Who son? Who be papa baby? Daddy, they say we should bring school fees. Ah, how much did they say? He said, oh, now your sign check. Mommy, you call you brani akanya say, go and pay school fees. Into life, you know, be buy a butter and bread. Unya butter, bread in the na wakofa na di ayem. Unya bread, ya butter. So everything you get it easily. But there are some of us, katunderebe kapayas. Yeah, school fees in your catcher, not your catcher out the banner. I'm a can in them. Or see your catcher out not the banner. I'm a can in them. A fan out prepare by your mathematics. Now you be self say, I sort an out on what say we say. Now, papa, she coin of Befaso, be curriculum, mammy, I call when she can. Oh, to you, the enemy, we are not all to you, not one person, where should you know what she buried the enemy. So we were always working hard to complement our parents' efforts. But one more bread and butter, no? They tell God as their boyfriend. Ubisa boyfriend adie ba kuno delay with mu ja no. And then Maya kakra bi broken up and yes you. Or baby be bra ne so on chain sikani ho waja no. Will life me a butter and bread wife? Are you blessed? Prayer is persevering. perseverance. Everybody say prayer is perseverance. Kire, prayer is perseverance. Can't you? Eyen ton koso eti de mo na wo to koso ba breakthrough our prayer Friday no abebo 2 hours no tie nyame asem na ko every Friday no aba na ko apam bi no aba na you are troubling God with the same things at a point you know said the judge need to more than for nan to me amfa maami kunafo na abisade anka me biye mu no na o si esan se all hand pi no sa na at a point no God will give up on you.
Thank you for listening to the message from the Word in Season broadcast. For inquiries and further information, please contact us on 0268-091-536 or 0268-091-537 and 0268-091-538. You can also send an email to the Prophet at prophet@faithwordcharismatic.org or info@faithwordcharismatic.org. Visit our website at www.faithwordcharismatic.org. Alternatively, follow the Prophet on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Prophet Dan or at Faith Word Charismatic. God bless you richly.